Okay, Rabbi Hartman, whenever you're ready.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Sai. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that the B'nisan Nigalu u'B'nisan Asidim Lehigoy. Am Yisrael was redeemed in the month of Nisan, and Am Yisrael will be redeemed again in the month of Nisan. And the question is, why are we redeemed dafka in the month of Nisan? What's so special of the month of Nisan? We want to know. The Gemara is telling us that something has to do with that month. The redemption, Mashiach, will come dafka in the month, which is Nisan. Why is it that we're going to be redeemed on Nisan only? Obviously, you have to remember that whenever the Gemara gives us a date, it doesn't mean that that date only Mashiach can come. Mashiach can come in any date. We believe Mashiach can come every single day. But there is some times which are more appropriate for Mashiach to come. What is the idea that Nisan, the month of Nisan, is a special time that belongs to Geula? We find as well, last week we learned in Shul the Pasha of Achet Yerzeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. The Pasha tells us that we count the months and we have our own lunar calendar. The Ramban adds to that mitzvah that not only that we count, we have our lunar calendar, but then the month of Nisan needs to be the first month. We have a special mitzvah, then Nisan needs to be the first before any other month. Why is Nisan a mitzvah? Why do we have a mitzvah that Nisan has to be the first? And furthermore, the mitzvah here is not only that it's the first, but it's the first mitzvah Am Yisrael is getting, as Rashi tells us in the beginning of Chumash, the mitzvah Rishayino Shemitztavu Yisrael, the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael received, is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And that mitzvah adds that the Chodesh is Alechem Rosh Chodeshim, which was the first mitzvah, tells us also as well, says the Ramban, that you must count Nisan as the first month. Why is it so important that the Nisan should be the first month? And finally, one more question we'll ask on the month of Nisan, is the idea, the Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah is a Kabbalah Sefer, Omiyuchas to Avraham Avinu. They say that Avraham Avinu is the one who wrote it, the one that he brought it to the world, the one who actually wrote it down is the Rebbe Akiva. And the Sefer Yetzirah, we divide every month to a different Shevet. Every Shevet, every month has its own Shevet. We have 12 months, and we have 12 Shvatim. What is the Shevet that belongs to the month of Nisan? It's brought down there that the Shevet that belongs to the month of Nisan is Shevet Yehuda. What is the idea? Why is Chodesh Nisan, as we mentioned, why is the Nisan time Geula? Why is it the first? And why it belongs specifically to the Shevet called Shevet Yehuda? So to understand all that, we'll start with one fundamental idea. We know that every month of the year is defined based on the chag, the moed, that occurs in that month. That's it. We always go through that. The month of Iyar is defined with Pesach Sheni. That's the Torahic chag that we have in Iyar. Sivan is the time of Matan Torah. The Gemara tells us that Torah was given specifically in the third month. Tammuz is the time of Shiva Asar Tammuz. The time that Av is the time that we have Tisha B'Av. That's called Menachem Av because we have Tisha B'Av and then we have Tu B'Av. Elul is the time when we lulei emanti, we're waiting to get prepared for Yom Adin. Rosh Hashanah is called Yerech HaYisanim, the strong month, and one of the reasons why it's called Yerech HaYisanim is because you have so many mu'adim in Chodesh Tishrei. Cheshvan, we call it Mar Cheshvan. So the many hold that the reason why you say Mar Cheshvan is because it's bitter. There's no mu'ad in Cheshvan. But the truth, there's no source to that. There's other reasons why Mar Cheshvan is called Mar Cheshvan. But there is a concept that Cheshvan does not have a mu'ad. Kislev is defined by Chanukah. Chazal tell us that the Mishkan was ready on Kislev. And when was that? Chanukah. And then Tevis is considered to be Yerach Shalakisibo. It's considered the month that was a Malkus because there was a Sarah of Tevis. Shvat is Tu B'Shvat. Adar obviously is Purim. What is Nisan? Nisan is defined by Pesach. Obviously. It's the Chodesh of the Geula. It's the Chodesh of redemption. Because in this month we had the redemption of Pesach Mitzrayim. Now, it's not stam that Pesach belongs to Chodesh Nisan. We say in the Agadah, Yochel Mirosh Chodesh. maybe we will start the, maybe we should start Leila Seder or Rosh Chodesh. There was an idea that maybe the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim starts at Rosh Chodesh. We say no, we wait for the 15th of the month. But at the end of the day, Nisan is the month that is defined by Pesach. So let's look a second on Pesach to understand what is the month of Nisan. Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos. I mean, the biggest mitzvah that we have today with Pesach is to eat matzah. Why do we eat matzah on Pesach? Because lo yispik betzeikam shal v'seinu la'achmitz. When Am Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they went out so quickly, so fast, that they didn't have time for the bread to bake, and therefore they have a matzah. That's the matzah that we have. And that's something the Maharal already asked the question. We need to go in such a hurry to get out of Mitzrayim? I mean, Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim for 210 years. What's the point that you need to be b'chipazah? You need to be running out of Mitzrayim. And not only are we running out of Mitzrayim, but we define the Chag of Matzahs, we eat Matzahs, because we ran so fast out of Mitzrayim. Why? What's the point? We're running so fast, we don't have time to breathe, and then we eat a matzah, which tells us that's really the food of the whole Chag. What's this idea? So the famous answer to that is the answer, the Chidah says, the answer is brought down in the name of the Goyen, that the reason why it was required to have Chipazim was because if Am Yisrael would not rush out of Mitzrayim, one more moment they would stay in Mitzrayim, they would fall into what's called Shar Chamishim of Tumah, the 50th gate of Tumah. They were very low in their Tumah, and one more moment they would fall even deeper. And that's the reason we had to rush out. There was no really, we should have maybe taken a little more time. But we had to rush out right away, because if you don't rush out, they would fall into Shar Chamishim of Tumah. That's what the Chidah and the Goyen say. The Leshem was the grandfather of Eliashiv, who was a big Mekubal. He doesn't like this answer for several reasons. But one of the reasons is, he says, just a very logical question. He says, one second. How long did it take for Am Yisrael, since they started the plague, since they started the Makkos on Mitzrayim, until Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim? How long did that take? Well, the Mishnah tells us it took 12 months. Some want to say maybe it took 10 months because it was 1 month for each Makkah. Some say it started, maybe they stopped being subject. The Gemara tells us the Shibut stopped in Chodesh Tishrei. It was at least 6 months that Am Yisrael were not in Mitzrayim anymore. And they were now subject to Mitzrayim, they were now worshipping Mitzrayim, they were now working for the Mitzrayim. They were free men. They were looking around and they were seeing Makkahs going on all over the place. They were seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's redeeming them and hitting the Mitzrayim. So, how can you tell me that Am Yisrael were about to fall off a cliff? They were so, and were in such a terrible level, that one more moment, they would fall into Shar HaMishim. I mean, they're already seeing Yad Hashem for so many months. They're going to fall into Shar HaMishim so fast? That's what the Leshem asks. So therefore, the Leshem explains something else. And this really opens us a little bit to understanding in Pesach. He says like this, the idea is, Am Yisrael will not fall into Shar HaMishim, but Am Yisrael did not deserve to leave Mitzrayim. This is something that we really, the Chazal already tells us when Am Yisrael was standing on Yam Suf, so the Malachim said, Halalu Oyvdei Avodah Zarah V'Halalu. They both worship Avodah Zarah. So they don't deserve to leave Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael were in a very low level. Even if they weren't in such a low level that it would be falling to Shar HaMishim, they were still in a very low level. And they did not deserve to go out of Mitzrayim. The Rambam has also a lashon, a language like that. The reason Am Yisrael were about to be lost in Mitzrayim, and kim'at kat, almost they would lose what they got, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, beruy v'rachamo, with all his mercy, took them out, even though they did not deserve. They were not deserving to go out of Mitzrayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the mercy on Am Yisrael, that even though they did not deserve to go out of Mitzrayim, He brought them out of Mitzrayim. He brought them out of Mitzrayim, even though they did not deserve. Says the Leshen, that's the reason they ran out of Bechipazon. They ran in a rush. Why? Because whenever you're in a place that you don't belong, you have to hurry out. Just an example. A person opens a door, he goes into a room, and he suddenly realizes there's some big conference going on in the room. But he doesn't belong in that room. So what do? You say, oh, I'm sorry. And you rush out of the room. You don't belong. You're not supposed to be here. Says the Leshem, Am Yisrael were now in a place where they were not supposed to be there. They were not in that level of Kedusha. They didn't deserve to go out of Mitzrayim. So when they went out, they didn't just take their time, enjoy going out of Mitzrayim. That's not where they belong. They have to rush out. That's what the Leshem says. And what the Leshem was referring to is to a big story that's brought down in his farm, that the Chiddush of Pesach was that Am Yisrael, many times a person goes and needs to achieve things. Am Yisrael needs to achieve things through their deeds. But Yetzias Mitzrayim, the big Chiddush was, we don't achieve it through your deeds. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a present and did it on His own without us being involved. That's what it says, really the pasuk that we say in Shir HaSayam. It says, Hashem Yilochem Lochem, Hashem will fight for you, Vatem Tacharishun, and you be quiet, you be silent, don't get involved. Usually in the world we ask you to be involved, Yishtatos, try to do something. But now it says Mitzrayim. Tzias Mitzrayim, the Chiddush was, you don't deserve it, and what Shmuel tried to reveal is that He is the master, and He's the only one doing something over here. Nobody else is doing. You're quiet, I'm going to do it. You don't deserve to go out, I'm bringing you out. That was the Chiddush. That's why it's brought the name of the Arizal. That's the reason why Pesach is called Pesach, Loshem Psicha. Right? Why is it called Psicha? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu jumped above all the different doors of Am Yisrael. They jumped above. Because they jumped above the doors, it's called Pesach. So the Arizal adds to it, he jumped above, he had to jump higher to bring Am Yisrael to a higher level. They didn't come and deserve it on their own merit. The Pesach over here, the jumping high, spoke about Am Yisrael. They had to jump higher to where they belong. To somewhere where that it's above their level. Because the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealing, it's me. You're not doing it. When Am Yisrael are going out of Mitzrayim, they have to put on the two doors, on the doors, on the doorposts, on the mezuzah, on the mashkal, they have to put the blood. And the idea is, the Maharal tells us, the idea was, why? Because if not, if they wouldn't have put the blood, the Gutaria tells us, Am Yisrael would die also. Why would they die? Because again, they don't deserve to go out of Mitzrayim. So what happens when they put the blood on the doorpost? They're saying, we are part of Hashem. It's not us. We are joining the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea we mentioned in a pre-recent shir. When you put the blood on the doorpost, you're making here a new embassy called the Embassy of Hashem. Every door, every house of every Jew is an embassy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu going on to above. I belong to Hashem. It's not me. I'm not doing anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything. That's why it's brought down. The Baal Tani tells us that that's where the Lashon that we have in Chazal and the Zohar tell us there's something called the Terusa de Le'ela and Terusa de Le'tato. Terusa de Le'tato means it's coming from below. Hisarusa means awakening. The awakening is coming from below. That's a Terusa de Le'tato. A Terusa de Le'ela means awakening coming from above. Yetzias Mitzrayim was an awakening coming from above. We are not doing a thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one doing everything. We are not involved. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one doing it. That's the Yisarusa de Le'ilo that we have in Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what Baal Tanya says, that when we start Sfiras HaOmer, that's when we start building ourselves up. Slowly we build those Sfiras HaOmer. We count 49 days until we reach Shavuos. And Shavuos says that's when we are human beings. That's when we're singing the Torah. Now we really are deserving to get the Torah. When do we start Sfiras HaOmer? Not the first night of Pesach. We start Sfiras HaOmer in the second night of Pesach. Because the first night, we still are not deserving it. First night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything, so to speak, on His own. That's what happens when we're going on Mitzrayim. That's the idea of Pesach, the psicha, the jumping above. That's the chipazon. It's not you. You don't belong here. It's now HaKadosh Baruch Hu's territory. You're going into a territory which is much above where you are right now. Rashi in Brachas tells us something, which is mentioned in the Medrash, that the reason the month of Nisan is called Nisan is because the Nisim that are done in the month of Nisan. And according to what we're saying right now, the idea is that in the month of Nisan, we have the revelation of Hashem, which has nothing to do with us. That's a Nis. When a miracle happens, it's nothing to do with us. We don't do miracles. Miracles are done from above. Nisan is Nisim, it's a Nis, it's a miracle. The whole idea of Nisan is the idea of a miracle. Tzadik HaKohen tells us that we know there's a machlekes in the Gemara. When was Adam HaRishon created? Was he created in the Rosh Hashanah, as we usually think? Or he was created in Rosh Chodesh Nisan? What month was he created? Taitzis already tells us, in Taitzis and Rosh Hashanah, that Eilu ve'Eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. They're both true. There's different elements that we look at Rosh Hashanah as the day of the creation, and different elements that we look at Nisan, the day of the creation. Says the Tzadik, you know what's the biggest difference? That's what he explains the Ariza. The difference is, the Rosh Hashanah is when Adam has to do things on his own. What do we do in Rosh Hashanah? Yom Adin! It's Day of Judgment. That's when you have to achieve. You have to go in front of the king, and you have to deserve to be Zoyche B'din. That's the whole avodah, that's the whole process. All our work that we're doing in Aseres HaMetshuvah, as we go through Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, to be Zoyche on our own. But Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's a time when Adam HaRishon is created, and he doesn't do anything. It's not on his own. It's a nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to him more than he deserves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one working over here. The whole idea of Pesach and the whole idea of Chodesh Nisan, the whole month of Nisan, is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's doing everything, and we are just need to be there to appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. Just to see Yad Hashem, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one doing it. Chodesh Nisan is a Nes. Recognize the Nes. Chodesh Nisan is the month of Pesach, Pasach of Bottom time. We're elevated to a place we don't deserve. We're above. We're not in Rosh Hashanah. We're not in a time that we need to achieve it. But it's a matana. It's a present from above. We mentioned before the Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah also tells us that every month has a different letter which is associated with that month. What's the letter that's associated with the month of Nisan? It's the letter He. So both through Tzadok, the Yisachar, Esav, they both say the same idea. Which hay are we talking about? I mean, there's many hays. The hay we always refer to in hay is when we speak of the name of Hashem. The name of Hashem is Yud, and then a hay, and then a vav, and then a hay. We have two hays in the name of Hashem. Chodesh Nisan, you know what's unique? It has a hay. Which hay? The last hay, not the middle hay. What's different for us, the simple understanding between the last hay and the middle hay? Something very simple we know. Just a few weeks ago, when we're reading the parasha in of Purim, we say in the parasha of Purim that Amalek came to fight the Yisrael, because Bogu says, Ki yod al keska. Yod, yeah, hand of Hashem, al keska. Kes is a cheer, but it's written missing an aleph. At kisei, kes. And the name of Hashem, it says Kes Ka Yud and A. It's missing the end, the Vav and A. Why? So Rashi tells us, Ein Hashem Shalem Vein Kisa Shalem Ad Sheimoche Zaroi Shel Amalek. Until Amalek is not gone, the cheer of Hashem, and so to speak, the name of Hashem, the way He appears in the world, is not complete. You don't see Him so clearly. By the way, that's what we say. We say in the morning, we say. Ivo lemoishavloi, when Kishbol Kibokashav Tsiran, Ivo lemoishavloi, so it's brought down, Ivo Aleph Vavei, these are the letters that are missing. Aleph is missing for Kise, Kise, we're missing the Aleph, Vavin A is missing for the Yud K. So when a Kishbohu will choose Tsiran, that will be Ivo, then we'll have the Aleph, the Vavin A. Ivo obviously means he is yearning and waiting for it, but what is he yearning for? Kise Shalom, Shem Shalom. His cheer, so to speak, will be Shalom, and his name will be Shalom. Say the name Sasra, says Reb Tzadik. In Chodesh Nisan, we have the revelation of the last and final hay. the hay that usually is missing doing in this Olam Hazeh. The Olam Hazeh hay is not so clear, the second hay. The first hay we know. We have Yud-Kei. Yud-Kei we have always. But when a Malach is the world where there's darkness in the world, we're not so clear in things in the world, then what do we have? We have only Yud-Kei. Yud-Kei, it's brought down in Kabbalah, belongs to the name up there. Vav hay, it's how it's revealed down here. We don't see the Vav hay. But in Chodesh Nisan, we do see until the last and final hay. Everything is clear. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The month of Nisan is the month of the revelation of Hashem. And that's why it's the letter that is associated with that month is the letter A, the last letter of the name. Because the full name of Hashem is being revealed in Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, which is the month of Pesach, is the month where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Pesach, meaning he's revealing himself in that month. It's a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm doing, you don't do anything. I'm going to be the one doing it. And just one more point regarding that, and very, very connected to this idea we mentioned, the Ben Nisan Asidim Ligal, which we'll get back to in a moment. Obviously, we have the Geula loss of love, and we mentioned that you could bring it even earlier. The Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that you have a Be'ita and you have a Chishana. Be'ita means Mashiach comes in a specific time. A Chishana means he comes a little bit earlier. It's great if he comes earlier. But says the God, when he comes earlier, that means we were zayche, we had a special merit to bring him earlier, it will not be the complete geula. The complete geula comes only when he comes on time. So even if Mashiach comes earlier, we have a redemption. It won't be a full redemption. It will be most a big redemption, but not the whole thing. The whole thing comes only when Hashem does it. Because the geula is when Hashem is the one doing it. And that was the Chiddush Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we're in Mitzrayim, the month of Nisan, is Hashem doing everything? Hashem yilochim lachem, fater tacherishun. Hashem is doing everything, you are silent. And the reason behind it is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show, I'm really doing everything. This is the Ramban at the end of Pashas Bo, the famous Ramban. Says so Ramban, why do we have Yetzias Mitzrayim? Ki me'anisim agluyim adam loyimed anisim yistarim. For the great, big miracles, you learn about the small miracles. She'en la'adam chelek b'teres Moshe Rabbeinu. Person doesn't have a part, it's not considered a real believer until he believes that every single moment of our life, every single thing that happens in the world is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Anis. We try to do a lot. We can do and we try and we do whatever we can. But at the end of the day, whatever we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one running the show. That's what Tzayg always says. The Pasuk says, Gam kol ma'aseinu pa'al talonu. Everything that we do, you're doing. Who anoisen lachakoyach? Who's giving you power to do anything? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, always HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one controlling the world. It looks like we're doing things. It looks like we're achieving things. We're responsible to our deeds. That's for sure. But Chodesh Nisan is the month where we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really running the show. Atem tacharisha. Now you'll be silent because Chodesh Nisan reveals to us that every moment of our life, everything that we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really doing everything. And that also will be the ultimate geula. And then we go back to the original questions. The month of Nisan belongs to Shevet Yehuda. Why Shevet Yehuda? So we know Shevet Yehuda, the name Yehuda, has the word Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, the name of Hashem, and a Dalet. Dalet, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, anybody who's learned that film, we'll get to soon, that Dalet is Lashon Dal, a poor man, someone who doesn't have anything. Yehuda represents someone who is apam oides Hashem. Someone who's thanking Hashem. He doesn't have anything on his own. He's saying, Hashem, you gave me everything. Yehuda is the name of Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and Adal, when we recognize that we don't have anything on our own, we are Adal. That's what Yehuda represents. That's why, by the way, all the story I'm bringing, the Mashiach ben David comes from Yehuda. Because the Mashiach ben David is the one who brings the ultimate redemption where Hashem is doing everything. David the Melech is the one who says to himself, V'ani tefilo, I'm a davening. Hashem is doing everything. That's the idea, that's the message of Chodesh Nisan. That's why Yehuda is the Shevet that belongs to this month. And that's why it's so important, says Ramban, the Chodesh Nisan will always be the first month. So my Rebbe Ramesh Shapira, the Chetzal Yevrocha, always used to say, that's the idea in the Ramban. You have to always have Nisan as the first. Why? Because you always have to remember. The Ramban himself says, remember Nisan, because remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we add, it has to be the first one, because always remember what's first. What's the first message that we have? Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running the show. It's not us. That's the message of Chodesh Nisan. That's the message of Pesach. That's the reason Nisan has to be always the first month. Every month that we count, remember, what was the first? The first was the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing. And that's the idea, that's what we end over here, that the Nisan, Nigalu, Ubin Nisan, Asidim Nigal. The reason why, Bin Nisan, Nigal, Nisan, Asidim Nigal, is because Nisan is the month that we talk about Nisan, that we say Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything. And based on all what we learned today, when we get to time of Mashiach, when we get to the end of the day to the time of the Gula Asida, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us, I'm the one who's doing everything. As the Pasuk says, that you going to say, I'm the one who's doing everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the whole idea, the whole message that we will get to time of Geula, is that what? That ain't no milvad, there's nobody else, as long as Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Nisan is the month of the message Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing on its own. That's it. Start with Pesach. And that's how we're going to get to the ultimate Mashiach. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything on his own. That will be the ultimate Geula. The Geula is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's bringing the ultimate Geula. That's why it belongs Dafka to the month of Nisan. And this message is so appropriate to where we are right now. As we were talking to a few people this week, if you would ask somebody a few months ago, what can stop the entire world? The answer would be, nothing. Nothing can stop the entire world. I mean, maybe a war. But even a war doesn't stop the world completely. Hashem showed us that He can do that the entire world stops. This whole story going on in the world right now is saying that really there's one who's running the show. Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. And Adam is really helpless. I remember a few years ago when it was Sandy, right after Sandy, the message was that everybody has to buy a generator. Because when Sandy came, people had no electricity for a while, so everybody had to buy a generator. So I heard then from a very big Talmid Chacham, he says, always when there's a disaster, something that happens, so people feel, okay, so how do I fix it? How do I control it that it will not happen again? How do I control Sandy? Very easy. I'll buy a generator, solve the problem, no more Sandy, everything is okay. But the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Sandy and we weren't prepared is to give us the message then that He's running the show. And now, that Talmid Chacham told me then, you'll see, there'll be other things coming, we're not going to be prepared for that. Because once in a while, Kadosh Baruch Hu shows us, I'm the one in control. And ultimately, we'll have the ultimate showing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control and He is the one who's running everything. And that will be B'viyas Goyim Mashiach Tzikinim Yom Yaminu. And B'ez Hashem, hopefully this is the time. This time that He's showing that He's in control, hopefully will be the time that we'll have the kiyum, we'll merit the bracha of B'nisan Nigalu, B'nisan Asidim Nigal. This Nisan should be the month of the Geula. Good night, everybody.